तु फलम् तेषाम् अन्तवत् सद्भवत्यल्पमेधसाम् देवान् देवयजो यान्ति मद्भक्ता यान्ति मामपि अन्तवत्तु फलम् तेषाम् अन्तवत् दट् विच् हेज़् एन् एण्ड् फलम् तेषाम् द फ्रूट् फ्रोम् दट् इस् हेविङ्ग् एन् एण्ड् तद्भवत्यल्पमेधसाम् एण्ड् दोस् हु सीक् दीस् आर् अल्पमेधसा they are having inadequate intelligence. Devan Devayajo Yanti. Those who worship the Devatas, Devayajo, Devan Yanti. They go to the Devatas. And Madbhakta Yanti Mamapi. Those who worship me, attain me. So here, Krishna is stressing the difference between his worship and the worship of the Devatas. In the 21st and 22nd verses, this is 7.23, in 21 and 22, he had stated how it is he who facilitates the system of demigod worship. It is he who enables souls to move towards Krishna, towards him gradually through the intermediates of worship of the Devatas. So he gives the worshippers the faith in him, and he gives the worshippers faith in the Devatas, and he gives the Devatas power to worship, to fulfill the desires of their worshippers. So if he has himself set up the system, why does he disapprove it? Accommodation is not the same as appreciation, and it is definitely not the same as recommendation, and far be it from instruction. So accommodation means, okay, you want to do it, I'll allow you to do it. Appreciation means, this is, yes, this is good, you're doing it, it's good. Recommendation means, yeah, this is really good, I should do, this is what I recommend that you do. Instruction means, this is what you should do. So, the system of demigod worship is an accommodation for those whose desires have been destroyed by, whose knowledge has been destroyed by desires, as Krishna told earlier in 7.20. Kama ista istairhita jnana. So, Krishna is reiterating the point here that alpamedhasa, so kama ista istirita jnana, it is same as alpamedhasa. So, knowledge is stolen away and intelligence is depleted, the same point. And Krishna uses the word here antavat. Antavat means that which is bound to end. Krishna has used a very similar word earlier in 5.22. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkhayonaya evate adyantavantah kaunteya nate shuramate budhaha adyantavantah kaunteya. So Krishna says over there that material pleasure, sensual pleasure has a beginning and an end, and therefore wise people do not delight in it. And now here, two chapters later in 7.23, Krishna is using a similar word, antavat. There he has said, those who don't delight in these pleasures are buddha. And here he says, those who delight in those pleasures are alpamedhasa. So, the vital difference which we could say between the two of them is that sense gratification can be sought even by adharmic means. And that causes severe karmic consequences and bondage. Here, of course, when they are seeking to fulfill their karma, at that time they are giving up the dharma, they are within the precincts of dharma because they are worshipping the devatas, and in that sense they are not dushkrutinaha, whom Krishna reproached in 7.50. So they are definitely higher than the dushkrutinaha, but still they are selling themselves short by seeking the temporary instead of the eternal. So, to the extent that we can appreciate the eternal, we can appreciate how we are meant to attain the eternal. To that extent, we can avoid being caught by temptations, being deluded by temptations, which attach us to the temporary and trap us in the temporary. Devatas themselves are temporary, their abodes are temporary, their benedictions are temporary, and their worshippers are temporary. Now, of course, the devatas and their worshippers are eternal souls. So, in that sense, they are not temporary. But if we consider devata to be a post, then a particular soul's occupation of a particular post is temporary. And the souls moving from that post, and next may not be a post, soul may go down to a lower species, even to the hellish places. That is inevitable. So here, Krishna says, Alpamedhasa, inadequate intelligence. So there is some intelligence by which they understand that we need to follow some level of dharma. That's why they worship the devatas. They are following some rules, but they do not have sufficient intelligence. So Alpamedhasa can also be contrasted with Jnanavan. Jnanavan means enriched with knowledge, bereft of knowledge. Kama istaisirta jnana. Alpamedhasa, those whose knowledge become inadequate. Prabhupada would use the phrase a poor fund of knowledge. So knowledge is like wealth. To the extent the knowledge we have contaminated by the obsession with material things, to that extent see the eternal. Perceive or pursue the eternal. Perceive means we can't see. Pursue means go after, try to attain. The next chapter, the 8th chapter, Krishna will tell us about how even the abode of Brahma is temporary. In 8.16 he will say that Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna. Even if one goes to the abode of Brahma, from there Punaravartino, one has to come back. Mamupetitu Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. If you worship me, you will not come back to this world. So that point, that worshipping Krishna will give an eternal result, whereas worshipping others will not give that eternal result. That is implicit in this verse when it says Antavattu Phalam Tesham. So when Krishna says they will go to the abode of the devatas and those who worship me will come to my abodes, my abode. People may think, oh, this is fine, we can go wherever we want. But then all places are not the same. All destinations are not the same. Yes. Someone can go to a 5-star hotel, somebody can go to a 3-star hotel, somebody can go to a roadside food vendor, somebody can go to a garbage can to scavenge for some food. We are free to go where we want, but we are not free to choose the nature of where we go. The destinations have their nature, and if we go there, we will have to accept that nature. Krishna states here that if we worship Him, we will attain Him. That will be an eternal attainment. Thus Krishna concludes this section on demigod worship by cautioning that demigod worship will lead to temporary results, and therefore a wise person should do better than pursuing demigod worship. We should instead worship Him. So those who worship Him are not Alpamedhasa, they are Jnanavan. And the message of the Bhagavad Gita enables all of us to understand Krishna's glory, to surrender to Him in pure devotion, or at least with the aspiration of pure devotion, and thus become enlightened, become Jnanavan. And when you become Jnanavan, thus, by surrendering to Bhagavan, you become Bhagyavan, you become supremely Bhagyavan, you become supremely